Welcome, everybody. Shir number 741, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the beginning stages of the meal, whereby one wash for bread. Then we're going through the basic mechanics, if you will, in conjunction with how the making the hamotzi, what to do, what should one be holding the bread, for example. We spoke about the actual bracha in previous shiurim. Now we want to get into what about the bread, challah, matzah. No, we're not talking about specifically Shabbos. In general, I'm eating a roll. I'm eating a tuna fish sandwich. You know, when I make the hamotzi, good, I wash. We went through all the halachas of washing, the mechanics, and when you can make interruptions and everything. We went through all that. Now I'm holding the tuna fish sandwich in my hand on, you know, in the middle of the week, let's say for lunch. And I'm making the hamotzi. Now the question is, do I have to hold it in my hands? Could it be on my plate? Could it be in my bag? I mean, what should I be doing at the time of the bracha? Where should the sandwich, where should the bread be? And let's say even on Shabbos, where should the challah be? Right? When I'm making the bracha, it's in front of me, fine, but, you know, should I be holding on to it, not holding on to it? What should be done? So the Shulchan Aruch and our simon we're working on right now is Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, like we always do. We always try and quote the simon. It's good, people should look it up if possible, have a some sort of an understanding where we're up to in the Shulchan Aruch, what we're going through, and the simon and the sif or so on. And we go from there. Okay, so in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, we finished Sif Beis. Now we're up to Sif Gimel. Very simple. Well, the question is, Sif Gimel deals with what should be done with the bread in front of me. It could be matzah, it could be bread, it could be a roll, it could be a sandwich. Well, it does make a difference. I'm making my hamotzi, right? What should I be doing? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Ein levarach koidim sheyitfos alechem. Don't make the bracha before you hold on to the bread. In other words, I have a tuna fish sandwich, you know, I wash and everything good. Now I'm making my hamotzi, the tuna fish sandwich is still in the bag. Not good. One should not do that, right? During the week, I have a roll for sandwich, right? I have a roll for lunch. It's on the plate, so I make my hamotzi. I just put on tuna fish, I put egg salad, whatever it is. You know, it's a regular lunch. And my roll is on the plate, I make my hamotzi. What, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us, no, before you do all that, good, you prepare it, tuna fish, egg salad, whatever it is you're going to eat, you have the sandwich, you have the roll, you have the butter, you have whatever it is on it, and now grab, hold on to it. We're going to see, hold on to it with two hands. We'll talk about that. That's the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch. But you take it, you pick it up, and now you make the hamotzi. So the question is, and we'll see when should one lift it. There's a time when you say Hashem's name to lift it up. We'll talk about that also. But we want to take it step by step. Right now, again, like we said, we're going through the mechanics, the general mechanics of the hamotzi. You know, what should be done with the food and the hamotzi itself, and, you know, we're trying to, as we say in English, slice it and dice it have an understanding of the halacha. So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Beis, she'ein mevarchim. So why should I hold on to it? What's the you know, why can't it stay on my plate? Okay, if it's in a bag, I understand. There'll be a hefsik. There'll be an interruption. I brought my sandwich to work. I make my hamotzi. Now I start opening the bag and take out my sandwich. So that's an interruption. That's we all understand. You're not supposed to be mafsik. You have to go as fast as possible. But it's on the plate. What's the problem? So tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Beis, she'ein mevarchim ala mitzvahs ela samach lasiyosin. One has to be careful when you make a bracha on a mitzvah. It has to be samach lasiyosin. In other words, as close as possible to doing the mitzvah. The closest time possible to do this mitzvah. Now we when we spoke about the Netilas Yadayim, we and the washing, we spoke about also this whole aspect of Samach Lasiyasin, right? That the washing should take place Samach Lasiyasin also. But we said over there the problem was why you can't make the bracha before, because a person's hands might be dirty, they might not be ready to make a bracha, right? Many different times people touch different things, and therefore you have to wash your hands before you actually make the bracha. So over there was different, but over here, we want to make the hamotzi. Obviously, in any type of food, you make the bracha before you eat it. But over here, we're saying, or not just over here, but in general, we're saying, make sure grab onto it, hold on to it like this. It's as close as possible to the performance of the eating, and now make the bracha. Why is it as close as possible? Because I grab onto it. I'm holding onto it. As soon as I make the bracha, I start eating. Okay. So the Mishabura continues and tells us, "Kasha mitzvah biyadai lasaisa v'loy kaidim lachem." Therefore, the mitzvah, kasha mitzvah biyadai lasaisa v'loy kaidim lachem. In other words, not to do it before then, because the mitzvah is mamish, as they say in English, it's in your hands, right? It's in your hands. The performance of the mitzvah is happening now. I have it. I'm holding on to it. I'm making the bracha, and then I'm going to eat it. Now, the question is, what about I didn't do it? I left the tuna fish sandwich on my plate, right? I made the hamotzi, and then I picked it up, and then I ate it. Is that good? Do I have to redo the bracha again? What do I do? No. So the Mishabura tells us very simple, all in Simon, in Sifkatan Chof Beis, but the Eved in Beirach, now let's say you made the bracha, v'achakach notloi biyadei, and then you picked it up, right? I said the bracha, hamoitzi lecha min ha'aretz, and then v'achakach notloi biyadei. Now I picked up the sandwich. I'm just giving an example sandwich. It could be a roll. It could be anything. I picked up the sandwich. Gam kein ein sarach lachazara levarach. You would not have to go back and make another bracha. Now, the Mishabura quotes Simin Resh Vav. We're not going to get into that right now. We've spoken about that Simin in the past, and that goes a little bit more into general brachas. It's sort of like along the same lines of these halachas, but our Simin Kuf Samach Zayin goes a little bit more in detail, or a lot more in detail, actually, in as far as the bread per se, not the benching part, but the bread per se and the hamoitzi part of it, in the mechanics of how to work that. As far as the hamoitzi and going into the bread in the beginning of a Suda, whereby, again, not necessarily Shabbos. We'll try and talk a little bit about Shabbos here and there, little bits and pieces the Mishabura does bring down. But the general concept of I'm eating a sandwich, I'm eating or I washed, I'm bread, right? It's a very good thing to do. I remember my father, Oliver Shalom, used to, kind of for breakfast for sure, take a piece, slice of rye bread and wash. And even though he ate cereal or he ate this or that, there was no washing involved. But Bedavka, he wanted to, Mamish, have the mitzvah of, Birchas HaMazon, washing. So many mitzvahs involved. You're washing, you make Netilas Yadayim, you're making Amoitzi, you're benching. How many mitzvahs? And the benching, of course, as we spoke about, if somebody's full, is a deraisa. So it's a beautiful thing. So in such a case, I'm eating a piece of rye bread to get with the meal or whatever, so I'll pick up the rye bread before I make the hamotzi, I pick up the rye bread, I'm holding on to it, then we're going to see Sif, we'll see you hold on to it with two hands, with 10 fingers, and there's a reason why. I make the hamotzi, and then I start to eat, and we'll try and get into how that works. Start to eat from the bread. So that's the bottom line, and again, the reason being that it's over last year, and we want to try and get it as close as possible. The bracha should be as close as possible to the actual mitzvah. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.